This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We turn now to the protein wars. Pilgrim's Pride, the world's second biggest purveyor of prime poultry, wants to get into the sausage business. It's made a $6.5 billion bid for Hillshire Brands, better known for its lunch meats and Jimmy Dean sausages. Sally Herships has that story.
Would you like the chicken or the pork? That's the question Pilgrim's Pride wants to ask.
When you call on a retail client, you want to give them as broad a choice of products as possible.
John Stanton teaches food marketing at St. Joseph's University. He says Pilgrim's Pride is mainly a poultry producer, so it's planned by a company that sells pork. Hillshire Farms makes sense.
You want to say, you don't need to talk to sausage people. You don't need to talk to pork people, because when you talk to me, I can sell you all your poultry and all your pork products you want.
But chicken and pork are both commodities. Their prices are not very flexible. That's according to Rob Campanino. He's with Sector and Sovereign Research.
So the price of chicken goes up and down, but that's solely determined by the cost to produce it.
Like the cost of chicken feed. So Campanino says Pilgrim Pride's bid isn't just about gaining the ability to sell more kinds of protein. It's about moving beyond commodities and getting into brands like Jimmy Dean sausages, which is owned by Hillshire Farms.
So what you can do with something like Jimmy Dean is you can innovate, you can raise prices. And when you raise these prices, they're price increases that aren't necessarily driven solely by changes in what it costs you to make it.
Campanino says consolidating the two companies would also offer some savings, but that's not the meat of the deal. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.